This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
It's the dirty little secret on the wake-up call. We're talking to Josephine. That's not her real name, and this isn't a real voice. And good morning, Josephine.
Good morning.
So your dirty little secret is, it's not dirty, but it is a secret, and it's actually pretty sad and serious.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody what it is.
I had a hysterectomy before marrying my husband, and I never mentioned it, and he doesn't know, and now he's thinking that he might want a kid.
Okay, so your husband doesn't know that you have a hysterectomy, and he wants kids. So how long have you guys been married?
So it's a little over a year, but in my defense, we got very quickly married. We had just sort of met. It didn't really come up. I that wasn't what I was thinking about. And he made it clear he didn't want kids. I didn't either. So that, of course, it didn't matter because, you know, it wasn't relevant. So we quickly got married, and now it's been like over a year, and he's starting to talk about maybe wanting a child. Just, and so now I'm like, I don't even know.
And do you feel like it's just too late now?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now it seems really weird if I'm just like, well, it's, yeah. It's,
well, with something this big, the I forgot to tell you excuse is not going to fly.
Right.
Why didn't you tell him?
Like I said, we're in this little whirlwind romance. You're in love. You know, it was clear in the beginning, just a couple of weeks. I don't want kids. I don't either. Clearly, there's nothing sexy about saying, oh, gee, I had a hysterectomy.
I guess I understand that. I can't imagine what that's like. I don't know if it's the same thing. So if this comes across insensitive, I apologize. But I know people who had testicular cancer when they were like 19 years old.
Yeah.
And he had to have his testicles removed. And he has always felt like that makes him like less of a man. Like, and he's very self-conscious about it and stuff like that. Right. Is it like that with women if you have a hysterectomy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Because like your whole point in womanhood is like you can create life. And so, yeah, it was a little bit of a shame thing. Very self-conscious.
Do you think that if you tell him this, he's going to leave you or something?
I don't think so, because I feel like I know his character, but I feel like that would be a really, really big bruise or dent on the whole thing. I don't know that he would.
Especially because every time he brings up kids, that every time he's bringing up kids and you're not telling him this is kind of, you're going to have to deal with that later.
But I get it, though. Like, if you're just joining us, it's the dirty little secret. Her secret is that she had a hysterectomy, and her husband, who did not want to have kids before they got married, doesn't know she had a hysterectomy, and now he wants kids. I don't know how she would have that conversation now, though.
But you have to. Otherwise, is she going to fake being infertile? If they start trying to have kids, and then she doesn't get pregnant, then what?
So, okay, so then, I mean, what is the plan? Have you guys, like, tried to try yet, quote unquote?
Well, we always practice, you know.
But that's not what I'm talking about. Like, are you...
I know. Well, it's kind of recent that he's like, no, maybe we should really, you know, think about having... I might want a kid. I think I would. You know, that's sort of recent. So it's almost like if you had a nose job at 20, even in your 37, dating someone and you're getting serious, you probably wouldn't even think about that. It was so long ago, and now it feels like your nose, and who cares, and nobody thought about it, and it didn't matter.
I think the longer you go on not telling him, the worse this is going to be. Like, just rip the band-aid off and make it clear that this is not something that can happen for you guys, at least not the way that he wants it or is expecting it.
Have you talked to your parents about this? What do they think you should do?
Yeah, so my parents, they don't know he wants children. They don't know that. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody's telling their parents about stuff like this.
Your parents were less intrusive than mine and Kevin's, apparently. All right. Well, that's a real tough situation. If you have any advice for Josephine, again, it's not a real name, you can text it in now to 916-909-1065, and we will pass it along. Maybe somebody had a situation somewhat similar. But yeah, Katie's probably right. You got to tell them at some point, somehow.
Yeah.
Well, right. Good luck with everything. We are sorry that you're in this predicament.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.